Got it, Rex. He's just on the phone at the moment. Who was speaking, sorry? Okay. Give me 2 sec, I'll see if I can grab him. I'll see how long he's gonna be.
Hello, Rick speaking. Hey, Chris. How'd you go? Yeah, good, man. What's going on? Can be up. It depends. It can be up to like -1.4, -2 sometimes. Normal values would be like -1.41. No, it's nothing. Yeah, it's nothing then. So normally, nah, not at all. I do. We set them quite sensitive on there, but it'll flash up every time you go through those ranges. So it's not like it's picking up knock each time. What ends up happening is there's two values that you need to watch. There's feedback and then fine knock. So fine knock, yeah, so feedback is an immediate correction. So say if you're cruising and a typical one would be like if you rolled into it and then slapped another gear, you might get a feedback knock event on that. Whereas a fine knock is if it's in the same area for a sustained amount of time, what it can do is it can apply a correction. Factory goes up to like -6, but being that it's like sort of dialed in where it needs to be, it shouldn't go any more than say -2. I'd say 2 normally means that there's an area of the map that needs to be addressed. But a -1.41 is normally pretty typical on them, because we, yeah. Yep, on the feedback or on the fine? Feedback, yeah, so that's good. Yeah, because we want it to, the worry that we have is if you see nothing, then that's generally more worrying because it normally means that the knock sense is not working. Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's perfect, man. Yeah, no, that's great. Because we normally, like when I was on the dyno, the one thing he did say was it was quite sensitive on the knock. Even though he wasn't hearing anything on the deck cans or seeing any smoke out the back, you normally see like a great puff. He's got a nice camera set up there, but I was keen to leave it sensitive because you're so far away from him. Generally, absolutely, yeah, absolutely, yeah. So you don't just set the, like there's a few different ways you can set it. So there's the range that it looks at, so RPM wise, and then outright load. So like a factory actually only starts to listen for once you start to spool rather than cruise. Which is scary because like you've got this banging motor in there, and we want to be able to pick up the knock sensor to do something if it does pick up something, but at the cost of sometimes it picks up a bit of false knock. So you might find, like particularly in like 2 to 3 grand, just like cruising, you might pick up some feedback there, that's just noise. But I'd rather react to something. It's not, you're not going to feel the difference in power. Like you won't feel anything there, but I'd rather pick up. Nah, it just, it's no, it's not. Nah. So if you saw how a factory car ran, you go, oh my God, like how's this thing still alive? The temptation there from a tuner's point of view is like, if it had nothing there, the customer's happy, but it's not realistic. Like that's the scary part is when you got. Absolutely, man. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man. No, I'd rather do something. Can you, it, yeah, if you had nothing, I'd be more worried. Does that make sense? Like, yeah, if it showed nothing, I'm like, Chris, it's impossible. Like, it's not gonna not pick up some noise, like, even like just something. Do you know what I mean? So normally what I say to guys is if you're seeing more than -2 on the fine knock, then it means that there's room for improvement either on the tune side of things, or I've literally said it too sensitive, but all things being equal, under power, if it's picking up more than -2, then to me that says either the fuel quality is not great or the ignition timing is too high. Does that make sense? So if it's only pulling like -1, and then it's learning itself back to 0.7, then it means it's right in the window of where it's happy, and it's trimming itself a little bit there, and we, yeah, it's doing what it needs to. Does it do it on E85 or 98 only? Sweet. Nice. Yeah. So it's actually running E85 at the moment with us. You probably find that the knock values are probably noise then, man. Yeah, it's just not gonna knock on E85. No. Normally with E85 as well is if you're a little bit too soft on the ignition timing, what can happen is you can actually get a pickup knock as well on E85. So what we've seen is when you're a bit too soft on the tune state on the ignition timing, it'll go -1, -2, and then it's actually worse off and it'll just tumble. It'll go 3, 4, 5, 6, and it'll just fucking pull everything out because it's worse off. And the thing starts to anti-lag. It's so bad, but. If you're only seeing those sort of numbers, what you can do is if you want to, you can reset the ECU, take those fine knock values out, and just try pick up when it does it, because it's most likely I've probably set it a little too sensitive then. If it's on the 85, yeah. 98 I'd expect it, but yeah, E85 is probably a bit sensitive. But I'd probably suggest we just leave it there. I'd rather throw up a couple numbers there. Then be unsafe, yeah. 100%, man. No, that's perfect, man. And how's the cold starts going? It's on hot starts only. Okay. So I might have a little bit too much fuel on the hot start. That's all. So if you want, do you want me to send you a map with the hot starts pulled out of it? And then what I might do is I might put a degree of timing extra into the E85 side, and we'll see if that knock disappears as well that it's picking up. Because I think it's probably a bit too soft on the timing than E85 was, if it's pulling up some feedback. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's perfect, man. No, that's awesome. That's epic. Yeah, cool, man. Fuck, it's really good, man. Because I hadn't heard from you, and I'm like, I won't poke the bear, just in case you hadn't got your drone, then I'd become a pest and I'm calling you. But I'd be I just wanted to make sure it's all okay. And it's responsive, man. Yeah, good. Yeah. Sick, mate. No, that's awesome. No. So probably the first thing you need to get is the access port manager online, if you haven't got that already. Ah, awesome. Okay. Yeah, sweet. Okay, so what we'll do is then I'll send you a map. I might get you to e I can't remember if you'd emailed me before. Had you emailed tuning@goditrex.com.au? Yeah, I might get. Yeah, just send me an email. Say, hey, it's Chris. Here's my email, and then I can respond to that with a map. And what I want to try to do is I'll send a map with the hot starts pulled out, because if it's a little bit fat like that, it's just annoying, where it's just spluttering and that sort of stuff. So I'll pull some fuel out there. And then the other thing I'll do is I'll put 1 degree of timing all over on the E85, and we'll see how it responds. Because 1 degree is not going to hurt anything, but if it improves the knock that it's picking up, then we can comfortably say that the thing's just got too much noise that's coming through. And we can leave that in there, because I'm probably being a little bit too conservative, that's all, on it, because I'm not sitting in the car. I'm not sitting in the car. No, that's exactly, man. Okay, yeah, it sounds like a plan. Yeah, I should be able to get something to this afternoon for you, and then I'll give you some instructions there, and if you come unstuck, just give me a call, so yeah, we'll get you comfortable with the login. Yeah, just tuning at goditrex.com.au. No worries, mate. You have a great day. Anytime. See ya.